from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio here with you. I'm inside the Bills radio booth at Highmark Stadium, headed over to the media room. Later this hour at 12 p.m., we will hear from Joe Brady. You'll find that on demand at WGR550.com. I'm sure One Bills Live will have it as well. And, of course, then we're going to have practice at 12:30 and give you an update a little bit later. Stay with us, WGR550.com, at Sal Sports on social. All right, a little bit of a reversal here. Okay, now, normally, I go on Mike Shope and the Bulldog every after. I'll be on today talking about the Bills. This is what we do, right? Well, I think for the first time ever here on the Extra Point Show, Mike Shope is joining me as a guest, and we're going to talk some fantasy football. What's going on, buddy? Thanks for doing this today.
You're welcome. Happy to. Yes, very weird being on the phone talking to you as opposed to in the booth.
It is a little different. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, it is fantasy football time of year, and I try to get like at least maybe one or two guests on a week right now this time of year, kind of help people out with their drafts. And I thought, man, like who's the guy? Who would I know that really gets into fantasy? And like you were the first name to come to mind, so I reached out. What are you doing in the media fantasy football space these days?
Well, I have a podcast like you outside of our regular show called The Deep End with Adam Krautwurst, who's been on your show and mine several times. Been on the station a lot. He's out of Rochester, so we're doing industry drafts, you know, analysts, content creators, other people who play for big money, called the Deep End Invitational. That's four different drafts. We'll have another one on Thursday. And then pretty much anything else I can get my hands on. So, I love doing that show. I mean, Bulldog's not really that into it, so it doesn't, you know, matter that much to him. I have this on the side that sort of allows for me to get my fix.
Do you have a preference on like format these days? Because you play all of them, as far as I know. I know Dynasty and Best Ball. We were in the Best Ball League together, the February Fix. You have a straight up, you know, everybody goes back in the pool. What do you prefer these days?
Well, the heaviest action really these days, this year, last couple of years, has been at Underdog, which is all kinds of different Best Ball tournaments. And that's a different, there's a different strategy involved in a tournament where you're trying to beat literally hundreds of thousands of teams in the end than when you're playing against 11 guys. So I enjoy that, but those are really lottery ticket sort of, you know, opportunities or challenges, I guess, your odds are not great. I like just a straight up 12-man, 12-person league. You know, I like to play for a little bit of money. That doesn't have to be one particular format. I find, you know, super flex is very popular these days where you start two quarterbacks, but it's not, I still haven't gotten super comfortable with that, or I don't really love it so much. Well, I'll do it, of course, but at the same time, a one quarterback league can seem to undervalue the position. So I think in fantasy, we still haven't really found a perfect middle ground there.
For the purposes of this conversation, I will ask you a little bit about Dynasty later, but for the purposes of this, let's just go with a straight up, everybody's in the pool type of league, you know, snake draft, kind of your basic scoring format, PPR. Let's do it this way. Is there a consensus number one pick right now? Is there a consensus top three? How is that trending in most leagues?
It has been very stagnant all summer. Christian McCaffrey is your 101, maybe 4 out of 5 drafts. And if it's not him, it's usually C.D. Lamb. Once in a while, you'll see somebody, like in these tournaments where you're just trying to be different, take more chances and, you know, be unique at the top, where you might see Tyreek Hill. Basically, Sal, this year we have like a top eight where it's McCaffrey, Lamb, Tyreek, and then you have five guys that pretty much can go in any order. Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Bijan Robinson, Breece Hall. Where you might see some fluctuation there is, you know, whether it's PPR or just kind of what, whether you have tight end premium, different things can push the running backs up to toward like 3 or 4. But in those underdog tournaments I'm telling you about, that's pretty much the order almost every time. And if you're stuck on the end, which this year I think is worse. Some years it's better, some years it doesn't really matter, but you're picking from receivers. A.J. Brown maybe goes 9. You're picking from receivers that are a little bit less safe of a bet.
Yeah, that was me. So we had a draft the other night, and I had the 11th overall pick, and that's exactly what happened to me. And it was basically there's A.J. Brown or Garrett Wilson. A.J. Brown went, so I took Garrett Wilson. It wasn't the most envious spot, and it wasn't the greatest pick for me, but that's really where I was at that point, because to your point, that's kind of the pool you're choosing from at the end.
That's right. I like Wilson a lot. I think, you know, that's fine, but it's just so much the same draft after draft. Then you have Puka, then you have Harrison, sometimes yeah. London. You start to see the running backs come in right after that turn, whether it's Jahmyr Gibbs, Jonathan Taylor, Saquon Barkley, and now you're at a point where it just kind of depends on how you want to build it, whether you want to start with two receivers or one and one or anything like that. Because once you get into rounds 2 and 3, it's not great this year for the receivers. I mean, they're fine players, like a Waddle or a Lave, guys like that. But, you know, every year is different, and this is one where rounds 2 and 3 are just not that exciting.
So for many years, it was don't draft a quarterback early, you can get one, all these guys. And then all of a sudden, Josh Allen's the number one pick, and here comes Jalen Hurts, and these guys that are, you know, Cam Newton or whatever it was, they became a big deal to take early on in drafts. Now we're seeing it go the other way, it feels like to me, where in my league, Josh Allen didn't even go to the 3rd round, and there's some Bills fans in this league. It's very interesting to me the way the quarterbacks have been treated.
Yeah, that's another thing that's been a little bit different. More toward back the other direction this year is because you have so many candidates that could end up having elite seasons. With the way the league has allowed, sort of cultivated these running quarterbacks like Allen and like Anthony Richardson, and now this year Jaden Daniels, players that legitimately could all give you top 5 seasons. Of course, Allen has done that over and over. Lamar Jackson, you know, we've had a few of these guys already. But when you have players like Daniels, it is on spec. I mean, he is a rookie. And Richardson, who's almost the same thing for as much of last season that he missed. Mm-hmm. It allows for you as a drafter to be more patient at quarterback. Then you have guys in the middle like Tua or even Justin Herbert, who nobody seems to want anymore because of how the Chargers situation has changed, the weapons that have left, that could still end up paying off for you. It's just you have more options than maybe last year or the year before to get quarterback right, you know, quote right, by waiting.
Mike Shope on the Western Hotline. I'm glad you mentioned Richardson. I want to talk about him. He is really getting a lot of love in fantasy circles. I understand. Got all the tools. And I'm very much benefited by this because in this league, we get to keep one player we drafted later. And I did draft Richardson later. So I get him for free, essentially, which is a great start to my team. But I am wondering what his ceiling is for you. Is he getting too much love at this point? I heard Jeremy say, and I haven't seen this, I heard Jeremy say today that he's being regarded as QB3 in a lot of fantasy analysis.
Yeah, I usually see him at around five. Allen, Hurts, Mahomes, Jackson. And, you know, part of that, too, is those players are all easier to stack with. With Buffalo, I mean, it's not early that you're drafting their receivers, but you have many of them to choose from kind of in the middle. Hurts has A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Jackson and Andrews, Mahomes and Kelsey. Like, it's just kind of obvious. Whereas, yes, Pittman, but no one seems to really want to buy into that fully. The kind of player Richardson is, it's a little bit of a riskier bet. And of course, Richardson is riskier overall. We had Cody Carpentier, fantasy analyst, on our show on Friday, and he's one of the biggest Richardson bulls that I know. And I asked him on the air how he feels about Richardson this year, and he said, I'd be lying if I didn't admit to be a little bit nervous, just because of how he got hurt, what, three different times in four games last year and left games. So he's going to have to learn how to protect his body a little bit. If he does, I mean, it's to the moon, because he's somebody that's just so dominant as a runner. Really, you know, Allen has been so amazing at that. Guys like Richardson and Daniels, I think, might even take that up a level from even maybe Lamar Jackson, who's got, you know, it's a different style. So I'm excited about Richardson. I draft a lot of him, but, you know, there's risk. There's risk with anybody, and to win big, you have to be willing to take that risk.
All right, so this year, in this rule, later in the draft, what I did was I went with Caleb Williams, because now I get to stack him for next year. But is there a chance, maybe, do you think that Caleb Williams could actually wind up being a good fantasy play this year?
Absolutely. I mean, everybody has kind of said it. The best situation for any first overall pick to walk into is what he's got with the Bears. So, yeah, and he's got some rushing upside, not the same on the same level as Daniels. But, sure, very excited.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Excited about the Bears, and I think he is somebody that you could leave a draft having planned, you know, plans to have be your starter. I would want to pick somebody else in that draft. I mean, not always do I want to pick a second quarterback. If I pick Allen, I don't feel like I really need one, you know, at least as the season starts. But if I pick Williams, I probably want like a Stafford or somebody, just sort of an upside guy and then a safer guy, whoever that might be, Cousins, somebody like that, Rodgers.
Mike, who are you personally a little bit higher on maybe than a lot of the fantasy community that you're around, and who are you maybe a little bit lower on than a lot of the fantasy community?
Well, this has just sort of been a continuing story all summer, but it was, you know, a month ago, my answer would have been Rashee Rice, because I think people sort of assume too much when it comes to the logistics, you know, a possible suspension, these kinds of things. We've had examples over the years where, like, Alvin Kamara was one of these. We kind of all thought he would get suspended, but then it didn't happen until the next year. So the way Rice came on for Kansas City, he was available in, like, round six, round seven for a lot of the summer because people thought he just wasn't going to play the whole year. It's kind of it's not a great story when it comes to Rice. Now the season's in 3 weeks, and he is not yet suspended. We don't really hear anything along those lines. And why I say it's a different answer than a month ago, because now I think everybody's sort of playing it more like they expect him to play. So he was somebody I feel lucky that I drafted a lot of back, you know, in the spring. Somebody that I'm not as excited about might be Mike Evans. I mean, you lose this way sometimes, Sal, but I just always sort of lean toward the younger options. Evans goes right around where Malik Nabers goes in drafts, or even Devontae Smith, and I'd much rather have those other players because I just don't think the odds are great. It happens. It happened with Derrick Henry, who's still going, and it's happened with Evans. I don't think, you know, I'd rather just break ties on the younger options, so I don't really get much Evans.
What Buffalo Bills after Josh Allen? Like, what's kind of the order? Is it Cook next? Because that's what happened in our draft, and then Kincaid, and then I have to go down to see who the next one might have even been. After that might have been Keon Coleman, actually, to be honest with you. But where are the Bills generally falling in these drafts for you?
It seems like maybe Kincaid. This varies, too, by format, because some leagues are tight end premium where you get a point and a half per catch for a tight end, but there are a lot of Kincaid fans in fantasy, so he might be more like a fourth-round pick and then Cook in five. I mean, if Cook ever finds the end zone, he is great value, assuming he is the same sort of workload as last year. But people just don't expect touchdowns from James Cook. He could even come through the air. He had those drops last year. So, you know, he's a fifth-round pick most of the time. Coleman, especially with the Samuel injury. Coleman would be the wide receiver that would go first of all of them. It's not a big difference. It's like round seven, maybe somewhere like that. And really, again, he's a guy that you're just hoping for that upside that, you know, he might be capable of. Whereas Samuel or even Shakir, you kind of know what you're getting. Shakir is less like that than Samuel. And Coleman is also somebody whose value will really be determined by touchdowns. As you know, the Bills, with Diggs and Davis leaving, that's more than half of their touchdown receptions last season. Somebody needs to fill that void. If you see Josh Allen throwing for 35 touchdowns, some number like that again, you know, who's catching those passes? Coleman and Kincaid, you know, big bodies, would seem like maybe obvious guesses to sort of fill that void.
Not suggesting Ray Davis would be among the top guys, but he is a rookie. And, of course, you know, you look at dynasty and rookies and running backs. What about dynasty? What about running back rookies? Some guys that you might like a little bit here that you might want to attach yourself to because you feel that they could be of value.
Yeah, Davis is definitely one of them. Whether it's dynasty or any of these tournaments, anything, I think the best way to draft is to load up on as many of those guys as you can. Even if they were picked by the NFL on day three, like Davis was, we've seen the league push down the value of running backs coming into the league, but still give those players opportunities, and Davis should have one here. Braylon Allen with the Jets is certainly one of these players behind Breece Hall. Blake Corum with the Rams is another one. You know, they're probably not going to see a lot of work, but they're one injury away. And, you know, Marshawn Lloyd, who's had a more disappointing camp than some of the others, he's with Green Bay. Maybe he, different than Corum or Braylon Allen, somebody who could play a role as a rookie. So I like to get as many of those guys as I can. Get my receivers early, and then second half of the draft, just throw darts at some of these rookie running backs. I mean, I think Davis is pretty promising.
I'm in the one guillotine league with Jeremy. I've never been in a vampire league. What about you? You try all these different formats? Is there ones you just stay away from? I asked you what you like the best. Is there ones that you're not really into, you don't really want to do?
No, I don't have much experience with those as it happens, but I think that kind of stuff is really great. I mean, the vampire one is what? Where one person doesn't draft at all, and then they just pick their team off waivers, and if they beat you, they take someone from your team.
Yes.
You know, those are fun ideas. The most important thing is just to really know how it works, you know, whether it's some obvious tweak like those are that are make them different than standard leagues, or even just, are we starting three receivers or two? Is it full point? Leagues now more than ever give points for first downs. You know, all that kind of, those kind of details make, they change the board. They change the values. And, I mean, now some of the technology is so readily available and sophisticated that you could pretty easily find your way to an app that will kind of bake in those differences. It's just important to really know all of them, because if you don't, someone in your league does, and whether it's a waiver rule or anything like that, you can get burned.
You still drafting kickers? I've seen a lot of leagues do away with kickers. We haven't done that yet.
I am pro kicker in fantasy.
Okay.
And it's simply this. The complaint about it is how random it is. Well, my retort is all this stuff is pretty random. It's all, you know, kind of made up. So it's, to me, it doesn't make sense really logically that somebody will complain just, oh, somebody had 14 points from their kicker and they beat me by five, or I had nothing. You know, the randomness of that. Touchdowns are random like that. You know, injuries are random like that. It's all kind of random. So I don't think you need to do away with kickers, but sure, there are a lot of people who don't like it. I don't mind. I like having kickers. I think it's fine.
All right. Guardians Yankees tonight. Big series. Two of the top teams in all of baseball. I don't think anybody's playing 600 baseball in either league right now, actually.
Well, I'm sure you'll give us an update later or tomorrow on this game. baseball, man, it's just so, speaking of randomness, right? Just get to the postseason and hope.
Yes.
And so I think that takes a lot away from the regular season versus what we grew up with, but that's sort of how it goes, right? But times are always
changing.
You got
it. Mike, thanks. Any questions for me?
Who is pitching in this game?
It is Louis Heal against, you know, they got Matthew Boyd, and I think he's kind of a newer guy. I'm looking, he's 0-0, and he only has 6 strikeouts. I think he's only had one game, like one appearance maybe. I have to look at his actual overall numbers, but Louis Heal for the Yankees tonight.
Back from injury, maybe. So
there you go.
All right. Well, good luck to your Yankees, I guess.
All right. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate you doing this today. I appreciate it a lot.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you at 5.
Okay, for sure. I'm going to be out with Mike Shope and Chris Bulldog Parker at 5 p.m. today, and we'll talk about the Bills and practice and what happened here at Highmark Stadium, or should say One Bills Drive, outside on the practice field. Fantasy football. Yeah, I mean, like, this is the time of year, right? I know sometimes we talk fantasy here, whoever it is, whether it's Mike and Jeremy and Joe or me. Oh, fantasy football. You guys, look, it's such a big industry. It's such a big business. I'm willing to bet that most people listening to this in some capacity, listening right now, play fantasy football in some way, shape, or form. Josh, you play fantasy, right? You haven't your drafts yet?
I have not yet. I have my first one, I know, is September 1st, but there's like 3 other leagues I'm in, and they haven't set the draft date. So I'm like, guys, what are we doing? We got to figure it out. Let's go.
Well, you better figure that out soon, man.
Right. I know. I'm not the commissioner, though. I'm just a humble peasant among the rest of the team. So,
well, maybe you need a new commissioner then.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That'll have to be a conversation, especially if we
got to help out. It is a little different. Like back in the day, you had to be together and everybody brings their books and you sit in one room, and that's still cool. Like, it's good to get together, but now you can just do everything remote, everything on an app, everything on a computer, right? I mean, that's now, doesn't matter where you are in the country. I mean, I remember the one year we did the Guillotine League, and it was the Bills were opening in L.A., and Jeremy set the draft for, like, the night before the season started, so I'm literally in L.A., ready for the Bills game the next night on the app, just drafting for the Guillotine League. So you can do it anywhere and any way you can. All right, we'll take a timeout here. When we come back, Josh going to take you along the rest of the way, and I believe he's going to replay Sean McDermott from yesterday because I got to get over to the Bills media room. We got Joe Brady coming up at noon today. So we'll do that for you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Thanks a lot to Mike Schoep. Thanks a lot to John Scott. We'll take a timeout. You hear from Sean McDermott from yesterday, and he will explain again, and so you can all hear exactly what he says about all the injuries the Bills are dealing with.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.